Hi, this is Kenny.
And this is Mark.
And this is All I Want to Do is Talk About Madonna.
We're two gentlemen who love Madonna, and we're going through Madonna's entire canon, track by track, album by album, year by year. The album is Like a Virgin, side two, track four, and the final track, of the album,
Stay.
Another song, another non-performed song.
This was on her demo, isn't that what you said?
Yes, this was an early version of this was on the demo.
The original demo.
Yes, and if you listen to that, one of the great things about this song that was written by Stephen Bray, co-written by Stephen Bray, is that the version that's on the demo that was on Pre-Madonna, which was a compilation of demos and stuff that was never released from really early in her career, some Breakfast Club singles, things like that, probably in the mid-90s.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Like post Something to Remember, pre-Ray of Light, I think around the Evita era.
That sounds right.
And the Stay on that is a darker, pounding rock song, which is very much closer to like a Simple Minds track than it is a... this poppy version. I kind of the two, Pretender and Stay will always be linked to me forever. And I kind of like Stay much better than Pretender.
There's
a yearningness to it. Some of the lyrics are really young. I mean, it's like, you know, you saw through my lies and deception. Yeah, I was losing my way. You gave my life some direction, and now I'm ready to say, I know there's bound to be some hard times ahead. I'd be a fool to believe. I mean, these are like Taylor Swift lyrics, which I kind of love.
I actually think this is a really nice ending to this album. I like the way that it has a lot of different things in it. It's a strong song. It's also a song about being hurt. It's also a song about love and believing in love. It's also sonically really interesting in a lot of ways, and it has a nice fade out. And she also speaks in gibber language. Shoop, 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 shoobity bebop.
Oh, I forgot about shoop, 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 shoobity bebop. Oh, I love that. I just, you know, and these songs are very deceptively simple. Like they're designed to feel effortless, which makes you dismiss them, I think. I've dismissed them a lot. But there's so much interesting things going on in each of the tracks. And I want to go back to like the over and over climax and things like that.
Yeah.
And I'm always kind of like, how does a group of musicians arrive at these moments? Because I don't think that was on the track. It's not on the demo, the shoop, 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 shoobity bebop.
Right, it just probably happened. I mean, yeah, which is kind of great. But that's also like the ways that she finds freedom within the structure of things, which I think is partly what people responded to, is she was always pushing against something that was holding, like the resistance, which you talk about too.
Yeah. I also think the production on this is really...
I think it's a beautiful song.
Solid, and I think that... Nile Rodgers, having a producer like Nile Rodgers on the whole record gave her some space to be spontaneous. She wasn't building the songs in the studio. I think things were like structured and ready to go, and then she would come in and then it would all kind of happen.
Yeah, I think that's totally right.
Which I think is really cool.
Yeah, I think he was capturing that. Yeah. I love in this, and this is the only track on this album where she actually talks.
Yeah.
You know, don't be afraid. It's going to be all right, because I know that I can make you love me, love me, love me, love me, right? And that those great sort of background vocals that she's part of, but is also these other people singing with her. And it feels like everybody who made the album is in the studio for this track,
for
right?
The final.
Which we know this wasn't the last recorded song, but it's still, it's like a really nice end to the album. It fades out.
Yeah.
It makes me yearn to hear it again, you know?
It's well, nice. And there's a promise to the future. There's a promise of more to come. It doesn't feel like a final note. It just kind of like, till next time, and off she goes.